Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our sermon this morning is our second lesson recorded in the Epistle of James. Dearly loved by God in Christ Jesus, good and reliable information is what we want. Remember that time you were going to the party? You weren't quite sure where you were, so you asked some person on the street how to get there. And about a half hour later, you discovered that they had misled you. Or that time you met with a financial advisor, and she gave you all that great financial advice. And then you found out about a year later, after following it, that she had led you astray, and you weren't exactly where she said you probably would be. I recall Jesus saying in Matthew chapter 15, if a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a ditch. The Apostle James, our Lord Jesus' brother, did not want that kind of thing to happen to his fellow Christians. And so under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, James gave them and gives us good solid advice that will not mislead us or lead us astray. Just before our text begins, James gave solid advice about where sin and death comes from. It comes when we are led astray by our own sinful desires. Those things do lead us astray away from God. But now as our text begins, James bridges over to the other side of that to teach us reliably where God's blessings come from. And how we who consider ourselves religious find those blessings and enjoy them. And here is the source. Heartfelt hearing and doing God's Word brings us blessings. First, God gives us His Word as one of His perfect gifts. And secondly, God tells us what religion is that is pure and faultless. You may have heard someone say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Well, here's what that means. Everybody is spiritual. God has given every human being the natural knowledge of God, the natural sense of right and wrong through his conscience. Being spiritual is about me and how I function on the basis of that natural knowledge of the law that leads me astray. Being religious has the aspect of offering my heartfelt devotion to God in particular ceremonies that have meaning. Being religious isn't about me, it's about God. It's about worshiping God and giving my heart to God and following certain ceremonies that draw and help me to be closer to God. That leads me correctly, because my heartfelt devotion and worship of God centers around His Word. And God's Word is the primary good and perfect gift from above that comes down from the Father of the heavenly lights. James reminds us that every good and perfect gift is from above, that comes down from the Father of the heavenly lights. Why does James use two words, good and perfect, instead of just one, meaning good? Because he's indicating two things. He's indicating the goodness and the perfection of the giver, and he's indicating the goodness and the perfection of the gift. Every gift that comes from the Father, the Creator of the Son and the moon and the stars is good and perfect because it comes from the good and perfect God and is good and perfect in itself. God is not like the shifting shadows that are always changing. You know, like this last summer when you put out your folding chair under a tree, and then a little while later you have to move it because the shade moved, and then you have to move it again because the shade moved again. God isn't like that, constantly moving from one position to another, from one way of doing things to another. God is unwavering, without variation, when it comes to His goodness and His perfection and the good and perfect gifts that He gives, primarily His Word. God's Word is one of His perfect gifts. By means of that Word, He created the heavenly lights. By means of that Word, He created saving faith in your hearts and in mine. James says that God gave us that Word that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created. Remember the first fruits? That was the first picking, the first harvesting. And usually it was the best because it was the first. And it was an indication of more to come. You and I and all believers are the first fruits of all creation. We're the first and the best of all the good and perfect gifts that God has given by His Word that we would be His own. And we are the guarantee and the promise that as we take that Word out into the world, there will be more fruits, that more believers will come by the power of that gift. And so James writes, and he calls the readers here brothers. In the new NIV, he refers to them as brothers and sisters. And that's all right, because the word can mean that. So this morning I'll use the new NIV translation. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. The word deceived literally means to be led astray, to be misled. Here's the bridge. Sin and death come from my sinful nature. But good and perfect gifts come from God, His Word that has made you the first fruits of all creation. So don't be deceived about hearing that Word. Don't be deceived into thinking that's enough. All I have to do is hear God's Word. All I have to do is listen to it. James said, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. We are leading ourselves astray by our sinful desires when we think sitting in a chair and hearing God's Word is religion. That's Christian faith. That's being a child of God. Or that hearing God's Word will bring us a blessing. Hearing God's Word is humbly accepting that God is speaking to me and then doing that Word, obeying that Word, putting it into practice, doing what it commands in what we call our sanctification. Therefore, James writes, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. What gets in the way of doing God's Word? Well, that I'm, first of all, slow to listen to it. That I don't really want to listen to it or pay attention to it. What gets in the way of doing God's will is being quick to speak or being slow or quick to speak rather than being slow to speak. You know what that means? Have you ever been in a discussion with somebody and you're giving your point of view and you can tell by looking at their face that they're not really listening? They're only thinking about their point of view, and they're probably not even going to wait till you're finished before they jump in and tell you what they think. James says, don't do that. Don't say to God, well, yeah, okay, God, you're saying that, but I'm really ready to tell you what I think, and I want you to listen to me when I tell you how I'm going to do things and what my philosophy is as opposed to yours. Or that seething inner anger that we sometimes hold against other human beings, against our neighbors. Or sometimes we hold against God because of what has happened in my life or because of what He says. So James warns us, be quick to listen to what God says. Be slow to speak. Humbly and quietly keep your opinions to yourself and listen to what God has to say in His Word. And be slow to become angry. Accept God's will in your life in faith. Forgive your neighbor. Love your neighbor no matter what he has done. Blessing comes by hearing and doing God's word. And so James says, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent that my sinful desires produce, because they get in the way of my doing what God tells me to do. And they get in the way of my desire as a child of God to do them. And so we need to, like the Jews before Passover would empty their house of leaven, we need in repentance to empty our hearts of moral filth and the pollution that the world tries to bring against us. And when we do that, when we realize that hearing God's word and doing God's word is what it's really all about, then James says, he will be blessed in what he does. Because God accepts certain religion as pure and faultless. And that religion is not merely hearing God's word, but it is also obeying God's word. We are deceiving ourselves if we think that we don't have to do what God's word says. We're kidding ourselves. And James gives us a good example of that. He is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. You know, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we see what we really are. But then we may go away and forget what we really look like and pretend or think that we're something different. And so James says, a person who thinks he's religious because he hears God's word but doesn't do it is like that person who looks in a mirror and sees what he's really like, not religious, but leaves the mirror and forgets that and goes back again to thinking that he's really religious because he hears God's word. And here is where that word in the theme, heartfelt, comes in. True religion is not hearing God's word and not obeying it. But true religion is also not simply outwardly obeying God's word and doing what it says. But it's doing it from the heart. It's doing it from that new will that God has given us. It's humbly listening to God's word, believing it, and putting it into practice. Where do we have our perfect example of that? Where do we have our perfect substitute who did just that very thing for us? In Jesus Christ, right? Jesus heard the word of his Father in eternity, I'm going to send you into the world to save the world from its sins. And he obeyed that. He listened to his Father's word while he was a human being on earth during his ministry. And he perfectly obeyed it. But by obeying that word of God as he heard it, by doing his Father's will and laying down his life on the cross to pay for our sins, Jesus isn't just our example of doing that. He is our ability to do that. He is our power and our strength to do that. With our hearts filled with God's love for us in Christ through faith, we are really religious. We hear God's word, we take that word to heart, we believe it, and we desire each and every day and strive to obey it. True religion is charity and chastity. It is to look after widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Just hearing and not doing God's word is not religion. Hearing God's word and only doing it outwardly is not true religion. True religion that God finds pure and faultless are the good works that I do, the works of love that I do toward God and my neighbor, that are the fruits of my faith in Jesus in thanksgiving for his obedience on my behalf. The Holy Spirit truly is giving us good and solid direction and advice through James' pen. James is not leading us astray, but is leading us into a proper understanding of religion. It is the devotion and worship that we give to God around his word. It is keeping ourselves unstained by the attitudes and philosophies and ways of the world and showing Christian love to those in need. These are the good and perfect gifts that come from above, from the Father of the heavenly lights and He who is our Father in heaven through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.